Track 13, A Thousand Years of Tradition. Once a year, the Bishop of Norwich arrives by boat for an open-air service at an ancient Norfolk abbey, to be met by heirs of the monks who lived there for centuries.
The atmospheric ruins of St. Bennet's Abbey stand in a reed-fringed water meadow beside the River Bure. Often the only sound is the lapping of water and the cries of wild birds. But once a year, the air is filled with song, prayer, and the celebrations of a spectacular open-air church service. This is the only monastery in England not closed by Henry VIII. Instead, it was given to the Bishop of Norwich. And to this day, every Bishop of Norwich is also Abbot of St. Bennet's. And once a year, the Bishop arrives by wherry to lead hymns and prayers around the cross, which marks the site where the magnificent high altar of the abbey once stood. The people who gather for the annual summer service, priests, pilgrims, worshippers, and walkers and sailors who have chanced upon the picturesque scene, are continuing a tradition of more than 1,000 years of Christian praise and prayer on this spot. In 1019, King Canute, or failing to hold back the tide fame, and monarch of Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and England, gave this land to a group of monks to build a monastery. Even before then, there are stories of holy hermits living here. The monks follow the rules of St. Benedict, or Bennet in medieval English. Today, the St. Bennet service is open to all and arranged by members of St. Bennet's community based in nearby Horning. They are the heirs of the Benedictine monks who lived, worked, and worshipped in the abbey. This summer, local rector, the Reverend Ben Bradshaw, who as rector of Horning is also the prior of St. Bennet's, is hoping to extend and revitalize the community. He is looking for people, men and women, single or married, lay or clergy, interested in bringing inspiration from the Benedictine way of life into their own day-to-day lives. The current community is centered around the parish of Horning and is a continuation of the original monastic order who established themselves as St. Bennet's Abbey in the 9th century, said Ben. He would love to extend membership across Norfolk and beyond, and has enlisted the help of Benedictine monks from Merfield in West Yorkshire. This will be the first time since just after the Reformation, some 500 years ago, that an actual monastic community will once again be involved in the life of St. Bennet's. It is very exciting, said Ben, who trained as a priest at Merfield. The annual outdoor service will remain the focal point of the year, but he hopes to introduce regular meetings of the revitalized St. Bennet's community for people interested, incorporating some of the ideals of St. Benedict into their lives and being part of the annual service. The community offers support, companionship, and a path of Christian discipleship that is inspired by the teaching of St. Benedict, said Ben. Members will follow a simple rule of life, nothing burdensome or unachievable. He is the rector of the benefice of St. Benedict, which includes the parishes of Ashmanhur, which includes the parishes of Ashmanor, Barton Turf, Beeston St. Lawrence, Horning, Irstead, Needstead, and St. Bennet's Abbey. Anyone interested in finding out more about becoming part of the St. Bennet's community can contact Ben on 01692 630 216 or email brother_ben@btinternet.com. The 2025 Open Air St. Bennet service is at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday, the 27th of July. All are welcome to take part in one of the most historic traditions of the Broads. It will also be a chance to swear in new members of the St. Bennet's community. Stories have swirled around the abbey for centuries. One of the most haunting is that of a monk called Esric, whose ghostly cries are still said to echo across the marshes on dark and windy nights. Almost 1,000 years ago, Norman invaders arrived to seize the isolated abbey. Hammering on the door, they demanded entry. Esric agreed to open it if they made him abbot. They appointed him, then hanged him for his treachery from the gatehouse archway. 400 years later, medieval knight Sir John Fastolf of Caister Castle near Great Yarmouth gave part of his fortune to build a south aisle and chapel onto the abbey. He's buried there. He led an English army to defeat against Joan of Arc and inspired Shakespeare's character Falstaff. Although St. Bennet's was the only religious house in England to escape Henry VIII's dissolution of the monasteries, it soon fell into ruin, its soaring architecture plundered for building material. In the 18th century, a wind pump, now ruined itself, was built into the stonework. The landscape of water sky and gaunt stones has attracted artists for centuries, from John Sell Cotman and Edward Seago to Norfolk's Kieran Williamson. The site, best reached by boat or by footpath and track from Ludham, is looked after by the Norfolk Archaeological Trust and is free to enter.